You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the government will create a bushfire recovery agency to lead the rebuilding and support communities after the devastating bushfires. He says the agency will model its operations closely on the successful response provided to the North Queensland floods and will be headed by former Federal Police Chief Andrew Colvin. Mr. Morrison says the scale of the disaster the agency will be dealing with is enormous.
I have no doubt that they will have a long list of recovery tasks that they will be performing, as we saw in Queensland, rebuilding of bridges, rebuilding of roads and other critical infrastructure. And we will just work hand in glove, as we have in response to previous crises, to ensure that the recovery commences and is undertaken in a timely way. And getting that support, particularly to small businesses.
The federal government will commit an additional $2 billion in funding over 2 years to the new agency. The agency will tackle a long list of recovery tasks, such as rebuilding bridges, roads and other critical infrastructure tasks in coordination with state governments. Mr. Morrison also announced that more than $100 million will be made available to more than 70 council areas affected by the fires. The government has already announced the rollout of up to 3,000 Defence Force reservists to help handle the fallout from fires. Mr. Morrison says support measures from the national agency would also include mental health support, with the Prime Minister noting it was important to include all the health needs of those affected. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese has warned the national crisis may last for months.
There's been 900,000 hectares lost in Victoria alone. And the concern is, as we were told, that this is very early on in what is normally seen as the bushfire season. So it's many weeks and potentially months to go of this crisis and a potential spread of the danger zone from the east to the west and the north of Victoria.
Mr. Morrison says there may also be a role for a national agency when it came to hazard reduction burns, saying hazard reduction has been a constant refrain in the communities he has visited. Claims hazard reduction burns would have helped stem the bushfire crisis have been disputed by experts, with Australia's ex-fire chief saying climate change was the main culprit. Professor Mike Clark from the Centre for Future Landscapes at La Trobe University has looked at hazard reduction in Australia. He says the seasonal window in which prescribed burning can be carried out safely is diminishing profoundly under climate change, placing extreme stress on agencies on when they can conduct hazard reduction burns.
I think we first need to start off with the best science we can of what the climatologists are telling us the future is going to look like, how that's going to change flammabilities across the landscape, and then to think strategically where are the best places to reduce fuels. I don't think a broad hectare target is the way to go. That's been tried in Victoria and led to some perverse outcomes. I think we need to be cleverer in thinking about where we're going to get the best bang for our buck in reducing risk. And controlled burning is one effective way of doing that.
Mr. Morrison didn't rule out a Royal Commission into the current bushfire crisis, saying it's a measure he would consider in concert with states and territories. Professor Clark says the bushfire crisis is very different to what it was even 20 years ago. And while he welcomes a Royal Commission, he believes immediate action can also be taken.
And we need to identify the shared roles and responsibilities of both private citizens and levels of government in addressing those changes, both long-term climate change and short-term immediate effects. And if a Royal Commission helps us do that, great, but we could be getting on with that right now.
Alan Lee, SBS News.